You're listening to the Marketing Spot Blogcast, the internet show about small business marketing with your host, Jay Arrett. Power to the small business.
Well, wow, it's hard to believe it's been 6 weeks since the last episode of Power to the Small Business. What happened? Well, I had one guest back out, one postponed, and then I just got a little busy. But we're back, it's the first week of autumn, and we're ready to get into some small business marketing. I've already got my next guest lined up after this episode, so we'll get back into a regular schedule of every 2 weeks on the podcast. Who am I? Well, I'm just Jay Arrett, small business marketing specialist in Waco, Texas. I coach, I consult, I speak, and I write about small business marketing. If you're a small business, you are in the right place. I also have the Marketing Spot blog, which can be found at themarketingspot.blogspot.com. That's if you're not listening to this from the blog. You can check out our company website at themarketingspot.com. But enough about me. Let's talk about you. Specifically, conversation about you. What's your word of mouth like? Word of mouth is the most powerful form of advertising, but many just leave it to chance. How do you get more of it? We have the perfect guest to answer that question today. She is Jackie Huba, the best-selling author of Creating Customer Evangelists and Citizen Marketers. She's also the co-author with Ben McConnell of the award-winning Church of the Customer blog. Now with over 215,000 subscribers. She most recently co-founded the Society for Word of Mouth, which is having its first annual conference and party called Swamfest on October 30th in Austin, and I'll be there for that. Joining me on the Skype line is Jackie Huba, and she is talking to me from Austin. And Jackie, welcome to the big show.
Thanks, Jay.
You bet. It's great to meet you the other day at the social media breakfast in Austin, and it gave us the opportunity to talk about this podcast, so I appreciate you being a guest.
Yeah, it was a really good group. Thanks for the invitation.
Well, let's just jump right into it. You've co-written two books, Creating Customer Evangelists and Citizen Marketers. What's a customer evangelist? What's a citizen marketer? How are they different?
Sure. Well, a customer evangelist is someone who doesn't just buy from you. They actually believe so much in what you're doing that they feel compelled to go out and evangelize to all their friends and coworkers about your product or your service or your company. Citizen marketers is slightly different. It's what happens when these folks who are evangelists, either for you or against you, use the internet, social media, as they say, user-generated content. They create content about your company and put it on the web. Could be a YouTube video, could be even just a blog post, but all of that content out there becomes marketing for your company, and you don't control it. They're similar, but the trend we're seeing with citizen marketers is the ability for anyone to create a piece of marketing for or against your company.
So how likely is it then that some customers may turn into evangelists for your business and some turn into citizen marketers? Is it that common of a practice now?
Well, I think customer evangelists have always been around. Right? I mean, these are folks who just are so, you know, they just absolutely love what you do. And this is sort of the old-fashioned, you know, everyone knows that word of mouth is important. But I think the number one thing that companies need to think about is how do we get more of our folks to be evangelists? How do we focus on providing a great service or connecting with them in a way that causes them to want to go out and tell all their friends? And so it's not going to be all of your customers who do that. Maybe it's 10%, maybe it's 20%. 25%. It's not going to be everyone. But your goal is to get as many as you can. I think the citizen marketer trend is definitely new, but we see it for, you know, all kinds of businesses. And in fact, it's kind of weird. It manifests in weird ways. For example, I just blogged about this the other day. There's a gentleman we know in Iowa who drives by a sign every day in his yard that someone put up that said, you know, do not hire Iowa Construction Inc. They've never finished the job. Well, that sign was a customer vigilante, kind of the opposite of an evangelist. And our friend is driving by it every day, but as soon as he takes a picture of it and puts it online, and then I copy it and blog it, all of a sudden now you sort of get the citizen marketer effect. Negatively, but it's, you know, it's something that happened in the real world, but we're now amplifying it by putting online, and that can happen to any size business.
Well, you say in your book that citizen marketers, they create what could be considered marketing and advertising content on behalf of people, brands, companies, and you just gave a negative example. Can it be good, or does it seem to be mostly negative?
No, I think, in fact, there's been a lot of studies to show that actually it's more positive. It's the negative ones that seem to stick in our minds, but we've seen positive ones left and right. And, you know, it's as simple as now there are lots of review sites. Like, I'm a big fan of Yelp.com. I don't know if you're familiar with that.
Yeah, Yelp's great.
Yeah, Yelp.com is a site where anyone can go on and review a business. Now, it's a lot of restaurants, but here in Austin, you'll see doctors reviewed. You'll see many different types of places. And there's lots and lots of comments. Well, I would also call those people citizen marketers because they're generating a testimonial online where everyone can see it, and that stuff becomes very, very influential. Like, the latest statistics show that 87% of people who use the internet will research a company or a product before they buy it. So if everyone's going online to Google your business before they buy from you, those testimonials, those comments are really, really important, and it's a good idea for companies to know what's being said out there.
Well, evangelism is almost always good, but the citizen marketer stuff could be good, could be bad. If you're a business owner, should you welcome it, be afraid of it, encourage it maybe?
Well, first of all, you have to be aware of it. I think that's absolutely number one. You've got to know what people are saying, online and offline. The good thing about online is that now it's so much easier to see. You've got things like Google Alerts. So you can set up a Google Alert, and Google will email you anytime someone says something about your business. That's great. So you at least have to know what's going on. I think smart business owners will welcome it, and they will welcome the positive and the negative. You know, people who want to comment about the business, we find many times, are evangelists. They might say something negative, but what they're taking the time to respond, and we've seen when business owners have contacted these folks who say negative things, they welcome that the owner has called them and contacted them and actually turn into an evangelist out the back end. So I think you should welcome it, and you should try to contact the positive folks and the negative folks because they do want to hear from you.
But if you are going to welcome the negative, you really have to be on your toes. I mean, you have to pay attention to it because you don't want negative stuff being said about you and you don't know about it.
Yeah, absolutely. Just another Yelp example. I moved into a new condo, and there's a coffee shop that's in our complex, and I was going to go write a review out on Yelp, and I saw that someone had already written a negative review. And I said to the owner, "Brad, did you see that? Wow, this woman was really negative. It's your very first review on Yelp, and it's really bad." And he did such a great job, and he actually responded on Yelp, was very gracious, you know, "Thank you so much. I'm so sorry. You know, you thought the coffee was burnt, you know. Let me correct you, a couple of the comments you said about our cups being plastic. They actually are recyclable." And sort of corrected her some of her stuff and then said, "You know, please, Jay, I welcome you to come back to our coffee shop and have a cup of coffee on me." And all of a sudden she edited her post. She reposted a post and said, "I so appreciate the owner contacting me. I'm going to give it another shot." And she did, and I think she updated her review. So it was a really great story about how, you know, first of all, he should have seen it, but he wasn't familiar with Yelp, and I sent it out to him. But now he watches Yelp all the time.
And there are just so many things out there. I mean, if you spend any time on the Internet, especially if you're a business owner, an entrepreneur, I mean, you can get confused with all the terms that are out there. You're talking about citizen marketing. We've got evangelism, word of mouth, conversation, communities. You know, if I'm an entrepreneur, I own a small business, what should I be paying attention to? What terms should I know and understand?
Yeah, I think at the end of the day, it's all word of mouth, right? It's all word of mouth, and what we want is we want the most positive word of mouth we can get. That's what we're looking for. So one of the things we recommend people to do, first of all, yes, you have to monitor the web, and as I said, with Google Alerts, it's really, really easy. But I would also focus on my own customers, and what I would do is come up with a recommendability score. I would ask my current customers just one question. Would you recommend us? Yes, no, maybe. And you can benchmark a score there. And then over time, keep asking your customers, would you recommend us? So, and at the end of the day, you know, one of your goals is sales, yes, but your other goal is recommendability, because that's going to get you more sales.
But how do you get an honest answer to that, Jackie? Because if you ask most of your customers, would you recommend us? Most of them are going to look you in the eye and say, yeah, we'll recommend you. But how do you really know?
Well, I wonder, it depends on the business, but I wonder if you can do it in an anonymous web survey.
Mm-hmm.
Because, yes, face-to-face, people might not. It's a little expensive, but, you know, we have seen some companies hire a third party, mm-hmm. and so the third party can say, look, this is an anonymous survey. I just want to ask you a question. But I think for most businesses, if you've got the email address of your customers, I would just email them a one- or two-question survey.
Mm-hmm.
And we find that the response rate for email is really high, especially when the survey is very short.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, that's cool. So how important in the grand scheme, I mean, you live word of mouth, you breathe it. But to a business, how important is word of mouth?
Well, I think it depends on the business, but we've seen businesses where over 50% of all revenue they can tie to word of mouth. And I think a lot of businesses, especially small businesses, know. They just know, you know, from talking to customers and asking them, where did you hear about us? They know that a lot of their business is driven by word of mouth. Like, there's a lot of small businesses in Austin, and I always have my little marketing hat on, and I ask them, oh, you're new. Do you ever ask people where they hear about you from? And they always tell me, yeah, I mean, either from Yelp or some, their friend told them. So I think people are realizing now that a lot of the old school marketing, traditional marketing advertising is not driving sales. It's word of mouth has never been more important in terms of driving sales. So I think it's something that we need to focus on more than we ever have before.
Well, you know, Jackie, it's interesting. I mean, you can ask a lot of small business owners. You can say, hey, what's the most powerful form of marketing? And they will tell you. I used to be in media sales, and business mm-hmm. owners would always tell me, oh, word of mouth is the most powerful form of marketing I have.
Mm-hmm.
But then you ask them, what's their plan to help encourage word of mouth, and they don't really have a plan. Can you really influence, or can a business owner really have a positive influence and have a plan for word of mouth?
They can't. I think they don't have a plan because, you know why, it's not sexy. Like, I can create an advertising campaign. It could be really fun, very sexy, very cool, and that seems like a really quick thing to do. But at the end of the day, people talk about your product, your business, your service, your employees. That stuff is hard. I mean, that's the DNA of your business. And so with this new group we created, the Society for Word of Mouth, that whole organization, we're trying to help people understand that what you do is build word of mouth into the DNA of everything you do. So, for example, if you have a retail business, you know, those employees are maybe the first impression that people get. And if those employees are not friendly, if they're not helpful, if they're not rude, I mean, if they're rude, you know, that's going to turn people off. So all of a sudden now, hiring becomes how you add more word of mouth into the business. You better hire really great, friendly, helpful people. So it's not, you know, the sexy buzz marketing or viral marketing or whatever. It's really making sure that everything in your business is architected to create a referral from customers who come in.
Well, I'm a big fan of your book, Creating Customer Evangelists. And in fact, in our business, we use a lot of your information from Creating Customer Evangelists and what we recommend to our clients. And I think you have some real practical advice in that book on how we can build word of mouth. But can you give me some practical examples of how, say, a small business owner can go about just building some word of mouth for their business?
Yeah, you know, one of the very first tenets that we talk about in that book is called the customer plus delta. And that's really knowing what your customers love about you and what they would like for you to do to improve. And depending on the business, I think one of the most practical things that people can do is actually set up a customer advisory board. Because you have to know all the time that what you're doing is word of mouth worthy. And if you don't have a feedback mechanism that gives you that input all the time, then you don't know what's going on. I mean, you can certainly send out the survey we talked about earlier. But to get really more in-depth knowledge, we've seen companies, in fact, there's a company called Paytech that we love. Almost their entire marketing strategy is customer advisory boards. So this company, Paytech, does electrical services for business to business, right? So they'll power the energy for hotels or hospitals. It's a really kind of complex product, but they will go into cities across the country and set up a 30-40 person advisory board. They meet with them, you know, maybe every quarter and just say, look, how are we doing? You know, how's it going? and they've gotten fantastic feedback. They've improved their service, and the customers are so excited that a company would care this much to get all this feedback that they just automatically start referring people. Now, Paychex has awesome service, so there is something to, you know, for their clients to talk about. But just using a customer advisory board as a marketing strategy is just working brilliantly for them.
How would I go about setting up one? Who should I approach? Just any customer? Are there certain qualities I should look for people on my advisory board?
Well, one, you can just ask people to raise their hands. You know, I mean, you can ask people who you think might be good, but why not just ask people who would be willing to take time to want to help us out? And look at the people who raise their hands. But I would also look at some of my best customers, people who spend the most with you, see if they'll volunteer to be on it. We find that what this really does is self-select the customer evangelist, because one of the traits we see of customer evangelists is that they absolutely love to give feedback to the companies that they care about. It's not a burden to them. They actually love it, and they love to get together with other customers who love that company and just talk and talk about what's going on and meet each other. It's quite amazing. I think some companies think, who would want to do this? You know, who would want to take their own time to help us out? But we find that some customers just absolutely love it.
So a lot of it is just as simple as giving them an opportunity to talk, giving them a conversation piece.
Yep.
Well, in addition to writing, co-writing two best-selling books, Creating Customer Evangelists and Citizen Marketers, you and Ben McConnell have also formed the Society for Word of Mouth, and you got the big Swam Fest coming up in October. Tell me a little bit about the Society for Word of Mouth and the Swam Fest.
Yeah, Society for Word of Mouth is a community of people who are interested in thinking about and working on building word of mouth into the DNA of what they're doing. Right now, we have an online social network that people can join and chat with other people and discuss ideas. It's the swam.org. And I think we have almost 1,200 members, and so we decided, you know what, it's time to get everyone together offline and have a conference/party. So that was the idea behind Swam Fest. That's October 30th in Austin. It's one day, and we're going to focus on some of the building blocks of discovering your purpose, telling your story, and then understanding how that spreads in networks and communities. And it should be hopefully a lot of great learning, but also, you know, we wanted to make this a conference that was fun, unlike other, I hate to say this, boring conferences that we've been to. So, you know, we've got the DJ all day, we've got some beer, we've got an 80s party. We're trying to make the conference, you know, word of mouth worthy. And set it as the model.
Jackie, that is the first conference that I have ever seen that's serving free beer all day long.
Yeah, I know, it sounds a little scary, but hopefully in moderation it will be very fun and we can keep the energy up.
And it's Flying Dog, right? That's the beer that's going to be there?
Yeah, Flying Dog. I hope folks read up on these guys because they are a word of mouth case study themselves. Very interesting company out of Denver.
Well, you've got a bunch of marketers all in one room there, and you're going to serve them beer. I imagine someone's going to talk about it.
Yeah. Well, I think they're going to have a table set up at lunch, and they would love to tell their story to anyone who will listen, and it's really, really an interesting one.
So I'm signed up for Swam Fest. I'll be there on October 30th in Austin. A lot of other marketers are, too. Is this for businesses, too? Do you think businesses should attend this?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's funny because we do have people of all sizes coming. You know, we have Dell is sponsoring. A lot of folks from Dell are coming. We've got some folks from Whole Foods, H&R Block. But we also have a lot of small businesses, individuals who are coming. So it's you know, I don't really see it as a small business conference or a large business conference, more a conference of people who believe a certain philosophy about business, about you know, how to create a remarkable business that creates a lot of word of mouth. And I think small and large businesses can learn from each other, and so that's why we love that there's a mix of people. So I think it's more, you know, if this is your belief system, then this might be the place for you.
Okay, Swam Fest, October 30th in Austin, and you have a website for that too, right?
Swamfest.com.
SWOMFest.com. And Jackie, you also have a blog. Where can people find you blogging on a regular basis?
That's churchofthecustomer.com.
With, I think it's got to be one of the largest subscribed to blogs out there, isn't it?
Kind of crazy. I think we're up to, let me look, 213,000.
That's larger than the population of Waco.
It's kind of nutty, isn't it?
I know. Man, you guys are popular. All right, check it out. Church of the Customer, Swamp Fest. Jackie, boy, you got a lot going on, huh?
We love what we do, and we love with connecting with other folks who are focused on this. So thanks so much for having me.
You bet, and it's great to have you in Texas in Austin, and gave me the chance to meet you and drove down for the social media breakfast. So thanks for moving to Texas.
We love Austin.
Okay, so that's best-selling author Jackie Huba, co-wrote a couple of books with Ben McConnell, Creating Customer Evangelists, Citizen Marketers, and now they head up SWAM, the Society for Word of Mouth, and you can get a chance to meet Jackie and Ben at the SWAM Fest, October 30th in Austin, and you can meet me too, for that matter, I'll be attending. But this whole notion of building word of mouth is difficult for many small businesses to grasp. And Jackie alluded to this in the interview. You have to be word of mouth worthy. You cannot artificially create sustained conversation. You cannot trick people into being evangelists or citizen marketers. You have to build word of mouth into the DNA of your business. But you know what? It's not as difficult as it seems, because almost every business out there has an interesting story to tell and a story that should be retold by customers. It just gets lost in the tedium of everyday business. And unfortunately, you may not even know your own story because you're too busy running your business. Here's a good exercise for you. Get away from the business for one day, and maybe even get out of town for a day. Take time to remove yourself from the rat race and identify your unique story. That conversation piece about your business that is word of mouth worthy. I've done it myself. Just drive to another town that's interesting, rent a hotel, stay in a bed and breakfast. I like to storyboard things, so I take a big easel pad with me, and then just let your mind open up to your story. What's interesting about your business or your product? What should people talk about if you gave them the opportunity? What needs to be improved or polished to make your business talk worthy? When you've done that, go back to the business and start doing something about it. Then take Jackie's suggestion and form an advisory board. Get some feedback. Filter out those evangelists. And then start getting some of that word of mouth you deserve. That's it for episode number 17 of Power to the Small Business. Thanks to Jackie Huba of the Society for Word of Mouth. I hope you'll go to swamfest.com and register. I'd love to meet you in Austin. More episodes are on the way soon, so stay tuned right here for the internet show that's all about small business marketing. Power to the Small Business.
You've been listening to the Marketing Spot Blogcast with Jay Arrett, the internet show about small business marketing. Please add your comment or post your question in the comment area below. You can email Jay with comments and suggestions to jay@themarketingspot.com. For more information about our company, see our website, themarketingspot.com. Power to the small business.